following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to Problem Corner. I'm your guest host this morning, Jennifer Juhas, filling in for David Pruse. And one of my guests is Jolene Nash. She is the Northern Region Dispatcher for Public Employees Local 71.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I'm enjoying the sunshine. How about yourself?
I know, right? It's finally spring. It's finally, hopefully,
we'll see less snow and, you know, the weather is definitely getting warmer.
Well, you fill all of the construction jobs for the Department of Transportation in the Northern Region. We also have HVAC, mechanics, several other folks. But when you say it's a new season, in Alaska, we really only have two road seasons, don't we?
That's
snow,
right.
And construction.
Snow and construction, that's right.
So we had folks on Problem Corner earlier this year talking about what we were doing for snow removal, how we were keeping the roads safe, and we're moving into construction season. What does that mean for you, Jolene? Are you trying to place a lot of people in jobs for summer hire right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So like you said, I'm the Northern Region Dispatcher here, but my office is actually here in the Fairbanks area. But that also means for Northern Region, so I fill positions all the way up the Hall Road, so Livengood all the way up to Dead Horse over to Barrow. I have positions over at the Western District, which consists of Nome and Kotzebue, Unicaleh and St. Mary's, and then we go all the way down to Valdez, the Tok District, all the way out to Eagle, almost to the Canadian border, Taslina and the Denali District, and of course Fairbanks as well.
That is huge. Mm-hmm. Is that the largest region that DOT has?
Yes. Geographical area, anyway. So we have the largest geographical region, not in population. That actually is for Central. But the largest region, so my poor rep has to travel everywhere. And
and when you say your rep, that's the person at the union who represents the
yes.
workers to go talk to them about their job sites and how well things are going or not and assist them with problems. But your job is filling the seasonal hires. You do that each fall for the snow removal. And what types of jobs come available in the summertime? We'll talk more about where there are openings, but what types of jobs are available for summer hire seasonals?
Oh, yeah. So right now we are really recruiting for flaggers is the big one.
And for folks that are listening, what is a flagger?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So flaggers are, you know, like those folks you see out there with the stop and go signs. But it's not just about being a flagger. You're also a laborer. So if your foreman tells you to go pick up a shovel, you go pick up a shovel. It's very, very heavy labor intensive. But the qualifications or the minimal qualifications, you just got to be at least 18 for the state. You have to have a valid Alaska driver's license and you're going to have your flagger certification.
Now you can get that flagger certification online, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. And you can actually, there's several websites, but the big one that we like to send folks to is onlineflagger.com. It's certified through the Alaska DOT, so it's a good one to go to.
So onlineflagger.com, if I was a student, mm-hmm. and you would take someone who might still even be in high school or college, and if they had their day filled up, they could go online and get this certification, and they could apply through you and get right out of school with a summer job. They don't have
absolutely.
To wait.
Absolutely. Yes.
So they would just need to have an Alaska driver's license and get their flagger certification, and they could. So we've got some folks going to college here whose parents might be listening. Maybe some of the students are listening. But I know Tok is a hotbed for mm-hmm. trying to get people hired. and folks who are coming into college from our outlying areas. Fairbanks is somewhat of a hub community. Mm-hmm. We know that. People come here to go to school. People come here for medical appointments. Some people come here for jobs, even though their families still live in Delta or Cantwell or Nenana or Tazelina.
Mm-hmm.
But so those folks could take their certification, and then how much of a lead time do they need to file an application before they might get hired?
Well, it really depends. It really does depend. But for right now, I'm accepting applications in those areas. So I'm accepting applications for the Fairbanks area, for the Hall Road, Nenana, Cantwell, Tazelina, and Tok. It really just depends. I mean, you have to go day by day with how fast the jobs fill up. And it really depends on who's applying as well.
I heard that the state is short on workers. It's been highly publicized.
Yes.
And so that even goes for their, not just their payroll department and some of the other admin, but for the hiring department. So folks were waiting to graduate, they might miss the boat on the hires because other folks are applying right now and their paperwork might be processed by the time they're graduated.
Right, right. But, you know, it, like I said, it really just depends. But I'm definitely accepting applications for all these areas. And the best way is just to call me. When you're finally ready to apply, just give me a call.
What's the phone number at the office, Jolene?
So the Fairbanks office number is going to be 907-452-5024. So 5024. And really, just call me. I can give you the latest information for whatever region or location you are trying to apply for. I can let you know, like, if they're still hiring or not.
Because we're talking Northern Region, but mm-hmm. Local 71 fills the positions for State of Alaska statewide.
Yes.
And is there a website folks who are looking to see what types of jobs are open? Where would they go?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So they would want to go to www.local71.com/jobs.
And there's a whole list of jobs there.
Uh-huh.
They break it out by locations?
Yes, by region. So you would actually want to go to the jobs page on our website. So like I said, local71.com. Go to the jobs page, go all the way down, and you can see it broken down to regions. I believe the top part is the central region. It goes all the way down to southeast, and then northern region is going to be all the way at the bottom. But even broken down in the region, so if you go all the way down to northern region, we have it broken up to the Dalton Highway, Fairbanks, Tazelina, Tok. And you can go all the way down. You can see what is available. And you also got to keep in mind, too, that we do recruitment for LTC for the state of Alaska, Labor Trades and Crafts.
Absolutely. It's still the same, mm-hmm. Local 71.
Mm-hmm.
They have jobs open for multiple municipalities, but our topic today is transportation issues in
yes.
the interior. And it looks like Jocelyn is here. Come on in. I'm giving her the wave. Come on in, Jocelyn. We're glad to have you. So we have Jocelyn Swindell. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Ooh, you did.
We have Jocelyn Swindell joining us from the DOT Commissioner's Office. And our topic today is construction and transportation in the northern region. We were just discussing with Jolene what a large swath of area it is for the northern region, that we are the largest
geographical
region. Mm-hmm. So you're discussing where job openings are from westward all the way to the border, and then Uktiagvik all the way down to Tazelina.
Mm-hmm.
How far south do we go?
All the way down to Valdez, actually. We go all the way down to Valdez, and then you can also steer right over by the Canadian border. We have Tok. In Eagle, we really need folks to apply for the Tok area. I would say Tok, South Fork, Eagle right now we have positions, Northway we have positions, but really that district, we really need folks to apply.
And we're going to take a break right now.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Discover the power of a John Deere compact tractor from Craig Taylor Equipment, ideal for Alaska's tough terrain. Ready to face any challenge, they'll help you shape your land to reflect your vision. With great financing options available, you don't need to settle for less. Visit Craig Taylor Equipment in Fairbanks and see how John Deere can transform your property. Craig Taylor Equipment, celebrating 70 years as your Alaska-owned and operated John Deere dealer. Call 907-452-1192 or check them out at CraigTaylorEquipment.com.
stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. The Alaska Army National Guard responds quickly to emergencies and helps citizens in need. With so much amazing territory to watch over, first responders depend on the Alaska Army National Guard helicopters and air crews for critical search and rescue missions, fighting wildfires, as well as transport to hard-to-reach areas. Soldiers also help local communities recover from the damage caused by storms and floods. Your service will also provide education benefits. The Alaska Army National Guard has several assistance programs to help pay tuition costs and other educational expenses so you can get the education needed to reach your career goals. And you can go to school full-time while serving part-time. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 57. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 33. Tonight, mainly clear. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. High of 62 Thursday under mainly clear skies. 58 Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back to Problem Corner. I'm your guest host today, Jennifer Juhas, filling in for David Pruse. And I have Jocelyn Swindell with the DOT Commissioner's Office and Jolene Nash from Public Employees Local 71. We're talking about summer hire in the northern region for DOT jobs. We talked a little bit about flaggers right before you got here, Jocelyn, that folks who want to apply for those jobs really shouldn't wait. If you're graduating high school, or you're up here in college and you're 18 and you have a commercial driver's license or a regular driver's license, don't need commercial until we start talking about our operators, that you can take the online flagger class to meet the minimum qualifications, and that folks aren't getting hired within about 3 days. It's taking a while to process their application. So they probably should apply now and graduate right into the summer with a job that they know that they'll have. What other jobs are available? I know you've got something called an engineering tech. What does an engineering tech do?
Yeah, so the engineering techs are kind of our entry level for construction. We have a lot of people come in with zero experience. They come in and they get to basically mentor with, I'm going to say, I could be biased here, but Alaska's best engineers, and really learn from them. And they're out on the road projects, they're working with contractors, but we have those entry-level positions come in, no experience, and before we know it, they're wanting to enroll in school, get their license, and they're some of our top engineers now. So it's a really cool opportunity for those people. You get to kind of test the system and see if you want to be an engineer.
I know we've filled some of those positions with engineering students. They probably have a little bit of an edge when they go back to their classes if they've done a summer doing the engineer tech work.
Actually, those positions are designed just for that. You make your summer money, you get your overtime, you make a ton, and then you get to go on leave and go to school. And the day you want to come back, there's no reapply period. You get to come back and say back for the season, and we just reactivate you. So you basically have rights to that job until you graduate, and you can just keep moving up and up and up. We have, again, some of our management positions that paid for their school with the overtime they make on these summer projects. So if you're money hungry and you have a good work ethic and you want to work and see and spend all summer outside, this is definitely the place to be.
So this is like your farm team for engineers if we were talking baseball.
Absolutely. But honestly, to switch back for a minute, same thing with flaggers. they can come back each year and really gain that experience, work with the operators. And again, kind of same path there, just move up the line and learn from them.
So once you're in the system, you really have an edge.
Oh, absolutely. And now, you know, we're constantly looking for ways to increase our workforce. So whether that's paying for CDLs, we're looking into scholarship programs. We are always looking to meet those career paths and how people can really meet what they want to do and where they want to be in the workforce.
And that's both at DOT and Public Employees Local 71. The folks who are in those job positions are represented by that union, and they started a scholarship program about 6 years ago. So we know that in some instances where one of the shops at DOT has only had enough money to maybe pay for, a real world example, was four of the mechanics were going to be able to take a class, and that left one of them out. We said, go ahead and apply for the scholarship through your union so that all five of you can go, and they'll make up the difference. So we've got two pathways for folks to pay for their future certifications.
And more coming. We just, you know, the STIP was approved. I don't know how many listeners are familiar with that.
Well, I am, because I've been part of when we formed the FMATS up here, and I sat on it at the policy level for a previous mayor. But let's spell out what STIP is and why it matters.
Oh, well, I can't go too far into those details because I don't want to misspeak on it. But in the STIP, we have
But it's the State Transportation.
Yes.
Surface Transportation Improvement Plan.
Correct.
And that's where we receive a number of federal funds. We also have other ways to pour into that, and citizens actually weigh in through the process to decide which road projects need to be done next or what they want next.
Yes, correct. And in there, we have what's workforce money. And so we get to take that money. I mean, it's got to be eligible. And we're looking at it from all angles, whether that's increased scholarships, a simulator for CDL training, really cool things. And again, how we can buy tools and provide different things so that people can advance in their careers, get the training they need, and get up in those endorsements.
So are you guys getting a new simulator?
That's what my wish can hope. But
there was one years ago, about 18 years ago at the State Fair, or the Tanana Valley State Fair up here that we have, we went and watched the backhoe rodeo, where the operators get really dicey and compete. They're picking up eggs with plastic forks to the tines of these loaders. And then you can also go try your own hand at it at the simulator. That was a great recruitment tool to see if people have the aptitude, get them excited about moving dirt and things like that.
Yeah, I actually got to see one in real life working yesterday. We went out to talk to some graduates out in Delta at the Mining and Petroleum Training Services. And it was so awesome. What a cool hands-on experience where you don't require, you know, that safety of putting those people who are training in a grader or in a piece of equipment, but you can really show them what it's like and they can get that hands-on experience. So we are looking at it. We have big ideas. Everybody's super excited. I mean, we can use it, you know, from equipment operator stuff to, remember, we also do the ferry system, so maritime stuff. So really, really cool. I think we're all excited about it and just crossing our fingers, but we're putting together proposals and we'll see what comes out of it.
Well, you mentioned two things. You mentioned Delta and safety. So are there jobs open in Delta right now that we're trying to fill? Are those ones that, I know that a lot of the job classes that are available right now in Fairbanks, it's pretty hot. They, you know, most of our flaggers are filled, but we definitely, talking to Jolene, we've got job openings for flaggers all around the outlying areas.
Mm-hmm.
How about Delta?
Funny thing about Delta is Delta is actually part of the Tok District. So right now we're not hiring for flaggers in Delta, but for Tok we definitely are.
And they could end up working in Delta.
Yes. No. But like I said, it's just funny. Delta is part of the Tok District, but I'm definitely looking for flaggers in Tok, in the town of Tok. Yes.
Yeah, we usually reach out to the school and let the school administrators know as well so that they can find some of the students out there.
It's just been a little difficult due to the market right now, too, just the availability of folks that are actually working, like what we have available in Tok right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you talked to flaggers, engineer techs. What do operators do? What type of equipment do they operate for DOT? Because we have openings there.
So they use pretty much the same equipment year-round, at least with graders they do. Obviously, in the wintertime, they're using their snow plows and everything. They're using their kind of trucks. But in the summertime, from what I understand, DOT, let's just take Fairbanks, for example, DOT is broken into four crews, and I believe it's brush cutting, asphalt, There's a paint crew and there's a crack crew. Mm-hmm. And each one of these crews are responsible for their particular tasks. You know, and they go out. So let's just take brush cutting, for example, right? They go out and they're responsible for all the curves and everything, you know, making sure all the vegetation is down, things like that. So if you're in the public and you see those guys, give them a wave because they're most likely going to be Local 71 guys and they work really hard for the state.
And if anyone's interested in those jobs, they can call you at 452-5024. They can go to local71.com/jobs and they can go to Workplace Alaska.
Yes, absolutely. But I would say really just call me. Just please call me.
Because you'll be able to help direct them to a job that they'll probably get hired in.
Yes, yes. And not just that, but it's also really important just to have those like individual conversations with different applicants. I can really pinpoint what they're actually looking for, and I can just help them in different ways, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of different skill sets that are needed. For example, we have a lot of positions opening or that are going to be opening on the Dalton Highway. Now, when you compare the Dalton Highway to the Fairbanks District, those are almost two different jobs, require different skill sets. So it's really important to connect with Jolene and really see where you can, even if you want to go to the Dalton Highway, maybe you start in another district to gain that experience. But, you know, Alaska's lifestyle in these jobs that people are used to are maybe like a 2 week on, 2 week off schedule, which we have various districts that have those agreements in place. Mm-hmm. Dalton Highway is one of them. So you truly go up the Hall Road, work for 2 weeks, and then you get to go spend 2 weeks spending your money or being with your family or whatever makes you happy. So
or being
lots
outside,
of
opportunity. Having,
yes.
having the real Alaska lifestyle, being yes. able to get in, get some fishing in, see the summer when we've got some sun.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, last week was Work Zone Safety Awareness Week, and we were highlighting on the Local 71 page, and so was DOT, just how we all need to be paying attention to the road and not our phones while we're driving. In the news, there was the big bridge strike back east, and that's close to me. My brother was out there, helps run one of the tugboats and was doing some of the reclamation, but those were pothole fillers out there. Mm. And that these folks are out there, as we say, working hard to keep Alaska moving, and we want everyone to arrive alive. We're going to go to a break here soon, but we want to talk a little bit about our responsibility, that safety is their responsibility while they're working. It's our responsibility as well.
Absolutely. That's a great point to bring up. You know, some of these people, as we mentioned, if you want to work, you know, a lot of hours and really gain that experience, you also have to remember that those people have been doing long shifts. Sometimes it's 80 degrees outside. And so really watching for those signs, I think, is your best bet. They give you warning that they're coming up and just really keep an eye out. Because, yeah, those people, some of them are just barely getting started and barely have experience, but they're learning. And so we want to, you know, make sure that they stay safe.
Right. And almost all our positions, too, are very labor intensive as well. So they're really, really, you know, it's all blue collar and they're really working hard out there. It's not just them sitting at a desk, you know, answering a phone or something. They're actually like, you know, doing shovel work and dirt work. And even if they're sitting in a piece of equipment, it's still a skill set and they're still doing really long days.
Well, we saw a few accidents last summer and we really want to avoid that. We're talking about being in a car, we're cognizant of how many pounds a moose weighs that we might hit. Mm-hmm. And those people that are working right there, we've got some photos of our folks changing guardrails out last week, and they aren't surrounded by metal. So when your multi-thousand pound vehicle is coming towards someone who has no shelter around them, we really have to be paying attention when we see those first orange signs. Alaska law changed, I think it was 2002. And we had greater safety measures in place for where we put those signs. We give you about a half a mile's warning there before you get to them. So slow down, pass our crews, make sure that everyone can arrive alive. And Melissa is in here telling me to press the buttons for our break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The president did a bunch of pro-Palestinian student protests in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says violence during these protests could be spurred on by outside agitators.
There are people who come, have nothing to do with the issue, and they want to aggravate. Now, if those police officers didn't show a high level of discipline, this could have been an ugly situation.
The Senate holding a vote on a foreign aid package approved by the House a few days ago. It includes new aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell citing several examples of allies continuing to invest in defense, even at times when danger's not imminent.
They're not driven by the fickle politics of any one moment. They're tested and proven by the workings of a dangerous world.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Dre Media reports a man from Texas has trafficked more than 21 kilograms of the drug known as spice to Alaska. As a result, he has been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison and 3 years supervised release. The drug spice is a slang term for synthetic cannabinoids. This is a mind-altering drug containing chemicals formed by dissolving psychotropic drugs in acetone and spraying them on dried plant material, according to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Alaska. Jacob Trujillo, 36, of San Antonio, shipped 21 kilograms of spice through the mail to distributors in Alaska between 2020 and 2022, according to court documents. Law enforcement officers intercepted the spice from the mail. Trujillo had also laundered hundreds of thousands of dollars in two different bank accounts between January 2020 and October 2021. Special Agent in Charge Adam Jobes from the IRS Criminal Investigation Unit said Mr. Trujillo is facing the consequences of his actions, and his sentencing is evidence of the commitment to keeping harmful and illegal drugs off
streaming
our streets.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Well, summer will be here before you know it, and you want to enjoy it. Well, so do the folks at Septic Specialists of Alaska. They want to fish, hike, camp, and have fun too. So don't wait until the last minute when they're full for the summer. Get on the books now, whether it's servicing your septic system or a new install or replacement. The key here is don't wait until it's too late. Get on the schedule now so you can go have fun this summer. Enjoy your Alaska summer with help from Septic Specialists of Alaska. Schedule an appointment today online at SepticSpecialistsOfAlaska.com.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
You know that the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center prides itself in having the best qualified professional and licensed audiologists in the state. They're proud to announce the addition of Dr. Alexandria Jackson to their team. Dr. Jackson hails from Texas and is passionate about helping patients with hearing and balance dysfunction challenges, and she specializes in diagnosis of both adult and pediatric patients. She joins the experts and medical professionals at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center, where they can help you with your hearing loss. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
It would be great to have $10,000. But better than that, having $10,000 and helping the Yukon Quest. Yukon Quest raffle tickets are now available for purchase. Tickets are only $100 with a chance to win $10,000 cash and other prizes. The cost of the ticket includes delicious appetizers and a marvelous time at the North Pole Ale House. Tickets can be purchased at Rod Saw Shop or the Botel, or at the Yukon Quest office in person or over the phone. There are only 250 tickets available, so get yours today.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back to Problem Corner. We are talking about DOT, Department of Transportation, Northern Region today, and we have Jocelyn Swindell from the Commissioner's Office, and we have Jolene Nash from Public Employees Local 71, who places many of the people who are looking for those jobs. So we talked a little bit about flaggers, we talked about engineer techs, and we talked about what operators operate. Where is the biggest hole right now that people could apply to work as an operator?
Oh, the biggest hole, the biggest amount of vacancies. Well, definitely Fairbanks, number one, here in our own town. We definitely need operators desperately.
And at every skill level, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And like Jocelyn was just saying too, like there are different ways to get your CDL right now as well.
A CDL is a commercial driver's license, which is sometimes a minimum qualification for these jobs. But talk to me about the scholarship programs available.
Oh, yes. So we have our scholarship program through Local 71 as well. You have to be a member for at least a year to qualify.
Or a dependent of a member. So if you have a parent or a grandparent you live with that's already a member, then you can apply for a scholarship there.
Yes, absolutely. But they have to be a member for at least a year. That is a stipulation. And then another thing, too, that's pretty awesome with working with DOT as well is obviously, they can pick and choose like who they want to spend their money on, but there's a lot of opportunity for applicants to get in as, let's just say they get in as a flagger. You know, they show their work ethic, they show like what they can do to the foremans and everything too, and then those foremans go to them and be like, hey, you really need to get on the Local 71 out of work list as an equipment operator trainee. And all you have to do to get on that list is just have your CDL Class A permit. That is just the written test. So once they get the written test and they get on our out-of-work list to actually have the opportunity to go for an interview when those positions come up. And I usually get about one spring and one in fall. But let's just say fall, right? They work all summer long as a flagger. They get on our out-of-work list as an equipment operator trainee. They have their Class A CDL permit. They get referred for an interview, and they get selected as an equipment operator trainee here in the Fairbanks District. DOT will actually help pay to go get their CDLs, which is fantastic.
So some of those folks are getting hired within a year. You have to get your CDL type of a thing. And Jocelyn was talking to us about getting in and getting on a track. Like Jolene said, once someone recognizes your work ethic, as soon as you're in the door, that the folks who are representing you and employing you are going to be watching for ways for you to advance. So that's one of the benefits. We know sometimes the wages can't always match what you're going to make at some of the mines that are advertising right now, but there are opportunities that your higher-ups and the folks that represent you are looking for. Tell us more about that, Jocelyn.
Oh, I could go on about this subject all day. For the CDL, we pay for them in full right now using grant funds from Department of Labor. You actually just have to be a permanent employee, meaning you're not in a non-perm position. And if your manager wants to see you get a CDL, we at that point can pay for it. So we send you to those courses. It's about 2 weeks usually.
Is it out of state?
No, there's actually quite a few. The universities do them. Northern Industrial Training, places on the Kenai do it. There's Palmer. Yeah, there's a lot of companies popping back up because of this funding. So it was pretty tough when we first got rolling with this to find availability in these classes. Because CDLs are so expensive, a lot of candidates couldn't afford to just go out and get their CDL to then come in and kind of be an entry-level position maybe. So it's really awesome that we got to take the opportunity to apply for that grant and pay. I mean, I get bills for up to $10,000, and we pay those in full from DOT. So we're investing that way in all of our staff and promotions. There's also such a wide variety of positions open that you can come in, and maybe you don't like the schedule on the Dalton or that kind of lifestyle. So maybe you want to go to Fairbanks. Maybe you wanted to have an office job. I mean, you would be switching unions and career types, but you're still with DOT. It doesn't happen all that often. Equipment operators are usually equipment operators, which we love. But I mean, it is a possibility to go into those other positions if you want. And so we invest in those positions.
But the main point is look online and see what positions are open if you want to get into the hopper.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not just that. You also got to remember, too, like, so if you guys are sending them to school outside of Fairbanks, if you're sending them down to Palmer for even 2 weeks, you still got to put them up in a hotel or some kind of housing. And I know the Palmer one actually has, I want like an apartment lifestyle.
How long is the course?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So two weeks course.
There's a 2 week and a 4 week.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, if you're the 4 week is if you are a grass green person, you just have your permit and you're grass green into that program. If you actually have some experience, then it could probably go to 2 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And I do also want to touch for a minute because you mentioned, you know, some of the money maybe the mines make, right? So over the years, you know, I've been with DOT for, gosh, I think 11 years now, and I've seen a lot of full circle that feels really scary in the moment. We have a lot of people come to us after a long career, something like that. We have set schedules for many, many jobs. We have job security. So we have people that want to go into a trade. They get laid off, don't know when there's going to be more work. You know, we don't have that. We do have seasonal positions, but it's very planned. Is there snow on the ground or are we ready for summer season for maintenance? We have people that just are ready to invest and spend more time in their families. And so they get that job security and go home. They have a great mentorship. You know, they're provided with the tools that they need. So we see it time and time again where even, let's say we pay for someone's CDL with a fear they go somewhere else. We know that we're investing, number one, in Alaska's workforce. And so quite frankly to us, that's a win. And number two, we know we're so family oriented, we're so training oriented, we're so employee staff, what do you need to take care of you, that 9 times out of 10 they come back.
And your supervisors work with folks who, you know, maybe someone who doesn't have family obligations wants all of that overtime, and someone who needs a set schedule, single parent maybe, has to leave at a certain time, that they're working with the employees to figure out who wants what when you're looking at these schedules, right?
I mean, if it fits the contract, I mean, I got to be a little careful. Our union rep is here. I'm just joking. We follow, you know, the set schedules and those obligations, and anything above that is something that is a choice to between the employee and the supervisor, and we work around those, absolutely.
So some people take those jobs because they want to make the overtime, and then some people take those jobs because they want the stability.
Correct.
So we talked about some of the job classes. You guys have flaggers, engineer techs, operators. Mechanics are in high demand right now, aren't they?
Yes.
And they work on the regular state equipment fleet, has everything from small cars all the way up to great big heavy equipment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially here in the Fairbanks district, we definitely need heavy duty mechanics. Mm-hmm. Our light duty shop, they work on the trooper vehicles, but our heavy duty guys, man, they work on everything like the graders, the loaders, all those big pieces of machinery that you see out there, they are doing it, and we definitely need mechanics. But I wanted to point out too that what Jocelyn was saying earlier too, but when it comes to folks, so let's just take electricians, okay? We really need electricians right now. And I really love it when somebody who's actually retired out of IBEW comes in and they want to get on with the state because of our set schedule. And because, you know, there's 13 state paid holidays, there's so many additional benefits that, you know, a lot of folks just don't get in the private sector. You know, like I was saying, 13 state holidays, we have paid time off, they have a set schedule. Like, an electrician will come in the last time. I've told an electrician one time, you know, when's the last time you actually got Christmas paid for? You know, that's just a great benefit with working with the state, too. They actually can go home and, you know, they actually have a place to stay. You know, what I mean?
Those folks with experience are there to train the next generation,
yes,
the next crop of folks who may have come in with newer skill levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, paid leave is a good point. You know, my husband has been in a trade since I can remember. He's never experienced one time being able to go to Hawaii and get paid while you're there. You know, I mean, it's, mm-hmm, that is absolutely a
benefit.
So
he got to
go
to Hawaii and get paid?
Oh, no, I'm saying I do. He's never experienced it.
Right.
You know, because you've gained that leave and you know.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. On leave.
Gone. Yes, no, not breaking it. No.
But who are we sending to Hawaii?
Oh, no. Gotcha. No. My leave that I have gained.
Right. So the point is, it's just there's a fantastic work-life balance.
Yes.
You know, that's really the big point with what I'm trying to make.
Yeah, and with mechanics, there is such a need right now. And again, just like operators, they're all over the state, whether that's up on the Dalton or here in our shop working, you know, from anywhere from our DOT vehicles to forestry to police. So mm-hmm, I don't think that people always realize so many of our jobs touch so many Alaskans, you know. Like our MSCV, you see those weigh stations on the side of the road. It's incredible what they do. Those aren't LTC jobs, but they weigh and make sure grocery stores are in compliance. If they're telling you're buying this weight of bananas, we are checking that in our department. So it's really cool how many opportunities and lives that we touch at DOT.
That's a great place to go for our next break. And when we come back, we'll talk about your year-round jobs.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's remote start season at Auto Trim Design. We are the only CopyStar Pro dealer in the interior of Alaska.
Our top-of-the-line Pro T13 comes with a rechargeable two-way full-color LCD screen remote, and it's capable of up to 3 miles of range. It's waterproof and has a proximity unlock feature. No more fishing for your keys when your arms are full. We pair it with Drone Mobile, which gives you the ability to start your vehicle from your smartphone or smartwatch. Auto Trim Design is your number one remote start dealer.
I'm Mary Peltola, Alaska's representative in Congress. It's important to me that all Alaskans know our office is here to serve you. Whether it's veteran services, Social Security, or Medicare benefits, we're hard at work solving problems and delivering for Alaska. This year, I secured a ban on Russian-caught Chinese processed fish from flooding our market, and I'm leading the way on legislation to protect our fisheries and rural communities. The federal government is finally taking fishing seriously and listening to Alaskans about what we need to protect our way of life. With the help of Alaskans who made their voices heard, we've secured more than $1 billion to connect rural Alaska with internet and to lower energy prices with new power plants and electrical grid infrastructure. Please know, my office is here to serve you, your family, and community. Call 907-921-6575 or visit peltola.house.gov to let us know how we can help.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Meet Buck.
Hello.
Buck is the new proprietor of Fairbanks Stump Grinders.
I'm here to drop trees, clear brush, and grind stumps.
Buck's been working for Fairbanks Stump Grinders for years. Now he owns the business, and he and his crew are ready to hit the ground running this year to help you get your yard cleaned up and looking great.
And dropping those troubled trees.
And dropping troubled trees. That's Fairbanks Stump Grinders. Now under new ownership and ready to work for you. And still with that great phone number.
Just call 45 Stump.
Or go online to info@FairbanksStumpGrinders.com.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 57. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 33. High temperatures reach up to 62. Tomorrow, sunny skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist.
And we're back with Problem Corner. We're talking with Jolene Nash from Public Employees Local 71, the union that represents the jobs that Jocelyn Swindell here from the Commissioner's Office in DOT employs. And we're talking about seasonal hires, but we've also been talking about getting in the track for DOT, getting in investment from your employer and those that represent you towards your future. So these are summer jobs we've been talking about. We've talked mostly about road construction. We also have a lot of vacancies for year-round positions for mechanics, stock and parts, HVAC, facilities. Every time you guys get those texts or those emails saying that a state building is closed, someone's going to go do the boiler work, we know those people. They fly out into areas in Kotzebue, fix the buildings, the Pioneer's home, where you process your dividend if you still don't do it online and you turn in the piece of paper. Someone has to keep those buildings operating. So who are those people?
That is our DFS is what they're called, and they are incredible. They do all of our maintenance on all of our buildings, so any state-owned building that crew takes care of. And that could be anywhere from, gosh, building work to boilers to contracts to groundskeeping. Mm-hmm. They do a lot. I'm biased on this one, but they're such a great crew over there. I mean, you want to have a class trip that wants to see all the cool things that we do. They are always the first ones to raise their hand. They're just the best. They show up anytime you need them to be there and fix your problem. And so a lot of maintenance work, that is the name of their game. They're not roads, they're buildings.
Right. And I also want to point out too, like our buildings guys too, just like our operators and just like our mechanics, they are pretty much a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, yes, we have specialty electricians and plumbers that need to have a certificate of fitness, but most of our buildings guys are maintenance specialists or maintenance generalists, mm-hmm. and they are really truly a jack of all trades. You know what I mean? So they got to know so many different trades all into their little duty, into their job description. And yeah, they can be working in all kind of weather conditions, all different locations. Like we have buildings guys on the Hall Road, of course, here in Fairbanks. Our Fairbanks DFS guys, actually, we have designated folks that do the courthouse, and we have designated folks that work at the Fraud Building, which is where your office yep. is, you know. And then, of course, we have buildings guys that work in our DOT hub office.
So there's a lot of alphabet soup here. So the FROB is the Fairbanks
Regional Office Building. Yes. It's the one right next to Sadler's, is how everybody knows it.
And that's yes. where the job fairs are once a month.
Correct. Yes.
So you see some of those ads. It's blue. It's got a big yellow swirl, and it says FROB. Mm-hmm. And you can turn in your applications there. If you haven't gone online and you want to talk to someone some more, you can stop in and talk to Jolene at the local 71 Hall right there on Airport Way. And then the DFS is Division of Facility Services?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Yes. And so I was over at the Department of Fish and Game for quite a while, and I knew the maintenance guy over there, Dave Lambert. He also does our pull tabs. Mm-hmm. He did everything from fix a leaky roof to build someone a new desk to... Folks may not realize that it's State of Alaska Department of Transportation folks who plow the windrows over there at world famous Kramer's Field. So not only do photographers like to go there and see the cranes migrating, but we are doing that as a safety diversion to get the geese away from the airport. Many folks won't be as old as I am here. I don't feel 55 until I feel 55. But I remember the big AWAC incident down in Anchorage because the geese downed a plane. And so it seems like it's just a feel-good look at the birds thing, but it's multi-purpose. And, they maintain the trails over there. So that whole facility is really a campus, and then other facilities are smaller. So someone could get in the track with Department of Facility Services working maybe just on boilers because they know how to do that in one location. And you ladies are responsible for helping them find the next job within the system to help them grow.
Yes. I would say absolutely.
We're trying to be very upfront right now and really show people those career paths of coming in, no matter what position they're in, and kind of where do you want to be, and really carving that out and make sure that they get there. And again, you brought up a good point of you know, things like Kramer's Field, and I just don't think people realize how much DOT really does. Like even, you know, we get highway safety funds every year, and so we open up that period for emergency service responders to apply for what they need to support safety on our roadways. We have a grant application period, and we provide, if they are awarded, we provide them funds to support safety on our roadways. So that could be, you know, ambulances or fire departments. So again, just so many opportunities that I just want to keep pointing that out, because when I say that there's a job for everybody, I'm not just saying it. We truly, truly do.
Right. And not just that, too, but she keeps talking about growth. So for a great example, like I also do recruitment at the Fairbanks International Airport. Mm-hmm. We do have labor trades and crafts positions there, too. So just a great quick example. We have one member out there who started out there as terminal services. They're the custodians out there, which we do recruit for as well. He did the custodianship
The local 71 custodians in both of the airports have won some awards in recent years. As well as our operators, just want to plug that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. But he was a custodian for a couple years. Then he took a promotion as a maintenance laborer. He did that for a little bit. Then he took another promotion as a maintenance generalist. And now he is a maintenance specialist there. And just his total career path at the airport, of course, you know, his entire career has been at DOT at the airport. But he started as a custodian, and he's now a maintenance specialist. And he's pretty much one of the guys that's doing the baggage conveyor belt out there too, and it's just another example of
how
you can really,
really grow. Innovative out there and built a new system for the baggage. We've got a video of that I think on the DOT page. I know it's on the local 71 Facebook page, the video of how they fabricated that. Mm-hmm. I know down in Anchorage, the same folks who are the operators, they have a fab lab. I call it fabulous, but they actually innovated some new measures for the graders so that the snow wouldn't come back and hit the windshield. So there's a lot of opportunity for creativity is being rewarded. For some of it's because, you know, we don't have the money to pay for certain things, but that gives a fantastic job opportunity for these folks. You know, the baggage claim belt down there that that wasn't something they bought and installed. They actually made some innovations with that right there. And to know that someone can get in the door with one of our custodian jobs and then work their way through. Yeah. It's a career, not a job.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They can progress and they can just grow. And it's amazing to see, and especially to hear these stories too. Like Jocelyn and I know a mutual engineer I think, what is she, an engineering assistant right now? She did the engineer tech program for 5 years, and now she's an engineering assistant, which is not our union. It's you promote out of it. But it's just her career path, like we see her, just she's pretty much going to run DOT one day. She's amazing.
Well, the head of construction at DOT for Northern Region right now started as a tech, and now he runs, right. He's the chief of construction for Northern Region. So, and he paid for his college with that seasonal summer work.
So folks who are looking for those opportunities can call 452-5024. Go to local71.com/jobs or Workplace Alaska to get in the system for a career with DOT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would also just want to touch on real quick before we get off the airport subject that in rural communities, these operators work to keep their communities running. If they aren't there and if they don't show up, their grandma might not go to the funeral and catch that plane. So they are really these small town heroes. And the work that they do is incredible out there. People, we're working with the resources we have. So I just want to put a reminder out there that they are working endlessly and doing everything that they can with either the staff or resources, and they are out there working hard to make sure that people are safe and our transportation is reliable. So be kind, give them a wave,
yes,
give them a
absolutely.
Little smile.
And they've gotten really creative with some of our rural airports. We fly off airport, and so I pay attention to our rural airports and our rural airport funding. But we have used four-wheelers as runway lights. We have removed walruses from runways so that planes can land. And there's a difference, too, between if you want to end up working out at the Fairbanks International, starting at one of the smaller airports can give you the experience. Maybe you're down in Taslina, Tok area, and we've got some of these smaller airports, and you have airport experience as a greater operator, and then you can graduate into more experience where you're actually communicating with a tower. You can start off doing some of the light greater work that we see on the roads and move up to some of the more advanced work that we do.
Actually, I'll even take it a step further than that. Lately, this past couple of years, we've really invested in community workforce. So maybe we don't have positions open in a very small community, but they are in need of work to be done. We go out, fund them, fund it, train them, make sure they have the equipment that they need. And just this last year, I think we did $300,000 in some funding that came from USDOT to fund those projects where they cleared the airports at I think, 10 different airports. So, and now they're ready to apply for jobs with DOT if they want. They have that experience. So there's a lot of opportunities for those kind of ideas as well.
And we've got 2 minutes left. I want to ask you each, what is one takeaway that you want listeners to know after today's discussion on opportunities with DOT Northern Region?
I will start this off and say that the possibilities are endless. We work with the best team. It's why I'm still there today. People looking out for you. And, you know, it's a really, really great place to be, and you will not regret it.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on that. Also, really, we just have vacancies everywhere. Really just call me, like you're saying, 452-5024. Call me, and we can have a conversation about what you're thinking, your skill set, you know, training, opportunities, you know, just.
And you'll really, help folks, you'll help guide folks to something that fits. And then I see you send out a lot of, once you're in the system, they'll be privy to some of these upgrade transfer opportunities.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So really, really, like Jocelyn's saying, like it is a career path and we just want to help you guys start it.
Okay, with 60 seconds left, I want to ask each of you, what is your favorite drive for a summertime adventure?
1,000% Fairbanks to Valdez. I love that drive and that scene.
That's true. I love the Valdez drive as well, but I'm so busy in the summer that I actually have not had the opportunity.
We're going to get our union rep out on some drives this summer.
If you haven't taken the Denali Highway, you got to at least do that once in your lifetime.
Yes.
So thank you to Jocelyn Swindell of DOT and Jolene Nash of Public Employees Local 71. And enjoy the sunshine today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks.